It's Friday, September 2nd, 2022, and you already know we're talking about good climate news. Starting with this very beautiful illustration from Nicole Kellner on the potential savings from the Inflation Reduction Act. Based off a two-person home with a combined income of $150,000 in New York City, she very clearly illustrates how much money you're able to save, and by my calculations, it's over $58,500. This is doing things like installing rooftop solar, getting an electric vehicle, an induction stove, heat pumps, and a bunch of other things. Shout out Nicole for making it so easy to understand how you can save. Next up, we have more incredible legislation coming from California. They are killing the good climate news. This time, they've approved a record $54 billion in climate spending. They passed sweeping new restrictions on oil and gas drilling to stop adding carbon dioxide into the atmosphere by 2045. Top of that, they extended the life of their last nuclear power plant by 5 years. Now, nuclear is definitely up for debate amongst environmentalists and others, but it's clear that this will help emissions-free electricity continue happening as they ramp up wind and solar and other renewable alternatives. California keeps getting better and better in terms of the environment, and let's hope this trend keeps going. Now, there's a really big innovation when it comes to solar energy, and that is basically printing solar panels like ink on newspaper. These solar panels can be rolled up, transported really easily. They almost look like tape. They can be mounted on so many surfaces that can't hold conventional solar panels. The production of these is less than $10 per square meter, so they, of course, drastically reduce costs. And maintenance is pretty simple, too. If one unit breaks, they're able to replace it individually. Not only is this really cool, but it's promising for the future of solar power. Finally, we have a startup called Azure Printed Homes that's using 3D printing and recycled plastic to make homes that cost $40,000. They're able to 3D print the roof, floors, and the walls with recycled plastic water bottles. The base is a backyard studio apartment with a tiny kitchen and a bathroom and starts at $39,900. Once you add on the foundation, delivery, and utility hookups, it's about 25 to 30% more. Not only is that dramatically less than alternatives, but an 180 square foot unit uses 100,000 recycled water bottles. The company is working with a bunch of suppliers to make sure there's no shortage of recycled plastic, and what an amazing problem to have. Because of the modular design, you're also able to stack and combine to make a large plethora of things from single family homes to smaller modules to multifamily housing. The only restrictions are how much you can ship and your own imagination. So would you live in a home 3D printed by recycled water bottles? Sounds pretty cool to me. With that, have an energizing and wholesome day.